Hello, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. By the time you listen to this, I should be packing up to head home for my second straight week of travel. I cannot wait to finally be back in Grace Harbor for a while before our family spring break trip. As I told you yesterday, I certainly miss my family, but after 2 weeks away, I'm missing the town as well. I miss seeing Bobby at the coffee shop. I miss my walks through the Pine Preserve. And especially today, I'll be missing the pastries from Bree's Fruit of the Earth Bakery. Why especially pastries today? Because it's National Croissant Day, that's why. Have you ever had a croissant? Do you like them? Croissants are probably my favorite pastry. They're buttery, flaky, soft, and tender. Mmm, a plain croissant hot out of the oven is heaven on earth. I once asked Bree for the secret to a good croissant, and she said, rest. Now, I've done a little amateur baking myself, so I knew she was talking about resting the dough. It's pretty much just what it sounds like. You let the dough sit, sometimes on the counter, sometimes in the fridge, occasionally in a warm oven. I said, you're telling me that the secret to an amazing croissant is the time when you don't do anything? She replied, that's right. If you don't properly rest the dough, you can have the best ingredients and perfect technique, and it just won't come out right. With croissants specifically, instead of getting a light and tender pastry, you get something that's flat and dense and no fun to eat. This got me thinking about our theme of silence this week. Like with resting the dough, from the outside, it can look like nothing is going on. But while it's resting, incredibly important things are happening inside the dough that makes the final result amazing. Similarly, when we practice silence, God can do things inside of us that make a profound impact on who we are and how we live our lives. I get that for some of us, the practice of silence doesn't seem exciting. It might sound boring. We like active stuff. But even if silence doesn't become a regular practice for you, it can still be a tool you have in your toolbox for when you need it. Silence can help us calm our hearts and minds. It can help us focus and think clearer. It can help us listen for God. It can remind us that we are not alone. It can help us to turn down all the distractions going on around us. And there are going to be countless times in your life when being able to do any of those things can be essential in getting through a challenging time or making a decision or just deepening your relationship with God. Like last Friday, because we only have one episode today, I'm going to lead you through some week-ending reflection questions in a moment. If you have time to engage them this morning, that's great. But if you're out of time, no worries. You can pause the podcast for now and come back to it tonight when you can really think and talk together. I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, ready for our reflection questions? Here we go. Let's start by thinking about the beginning of the week. When I said our theme would be silence, how did you feel? Were you excited? Worried it would be boring? And now, after practicing it all week, how do you feel? Did your feelings change? Take a few moments to talk about that together. Can I admit that I was a bit worried about this week? I don't feel like I'm very good at the practice of silence, but after taking time to explore it with you, I think I want to give it a try more often. All right, our second question is, did anything stick out to you or surprise you about silence this week? Was there anything we talked about, anything you discussed as a family, or any experiences you had while practicing it that made an impact? Did you discover new noises in your home you never noticed before? Did you love seeing the deep field space picture? Did you spend some quiet time together as a family and end up enjoying it way more than you thought? Go ahead and share your answers now. For me, I really enjoyed revisiting the space picture. I love space stuff, and that picture reminds me that there is always more going on than what I can see. If a tiny, seemingly empty patch of space is actually filled with thousands of galaxies, what might God want to show me when I step into a quiet place? Okay, last question for the week. As we think about resting dough to make the final outcome even better, is there anything going on next week that might go better if you take even just a few minutes to practice silence this weekend? Do you have a test at school or a big due date at work? Have you been feeling tired and run down or sad? Is there someone that's been hard to get along with lately? Is there anything you're worried about? This question takes some bravery, but I believe in you. Once you have your answer, go ahead and share. For me, I know that getting back into my regular routine after 2 weeks of traveling won't be easy. There'll be a lot to catch up on, and there'll be lots of people who have been waiting for my time and attention. I'm worried that I'm going to get overwhelmed. But I feel like if I take some dedicated quiet time, either Sunday night or early Monday morning, it'll help. And I can always stop and practice it throughout the week as well if I start to feel that way. Okay, let's close out our week with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this week, and we thank you for the gift of silence. When we approach it with an open heart and mind, it can help us notice and focus on things that can sometimes be easy to miss, including your presence and your voice. Give us the courage and confidence to quiet ourselves and listen for you. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor. Get some sleep tonight and have a great weekend. When we're back together on Monday, it won't just be a new day and a new week. It'll be a new month as well. So I'll end by saying, see you in February.